Zelensky and Orban attempt to convince Europe they can get along in Kyiv meeting. By Francis Martel on July 3, 2024. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed his Hungarian counterpart, Prime Minister Viktor Orban, in Kyiv on Tuesday for a meeting the former described as marked by positive feelings and good progress. Orban made Kyiv his first foreign stop following Hungary's ascent to the leadership of the European Council, a gesture meant to convey to the rest of the continent that Budapest prioritizes resolving the crisis created by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said in a statement posted to social media on Tuesday that he was grateful to Orban for treating his country's war as a regional, not merely national, emergency, and avoided criticizing Orban's previous public calls for Ukraine to consider a ceasefire deal with Moscow. Hungarian media, in turn, described Orban as gracious and grateful for Ukrainian hospitality and eager to sign bilateral deals with Ukraine to address disagreements in their policies. The only major sign of discord between the two were reports that Orban urged Zelensky to consider a ceasefire proposal to halt Russia's advances in conquering Ukrainian territory, which Ukrainian reports indicated that Zelensky declined. The show of cordiality was a significant departure from previous public appearances together in which Orban and Zelensky appeared to engage in spirited arguments, including at venues unrelated to European issues such as the inauguration of Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. At an event last week, cameras caught the two apparently again engaging in what appeared to be terse words at a European event. "I thank the Prime Minister for Hungary's participation in the peace summit and for supporting its final communique," Zelensky said in his statement on his meeting with Orban on Tuesday. "I shared our achievements with partners between the summits as we prepare for the second peace summit. We have made good progress, and there will be more to come." Orban's presence in Ukraine was a clear signal to all of us of the importance of unity in Europe and taking collective steps, Zelensky said, celebrating the positive bilateral results from their talks. Orban similarly published a statement on social media along with accompanying video of his statements at a joint press conference in the Ukrainian capital. "I have come with the intention of making progress in our bilateral relations," Orban said in Kyiv. "We try to put the disputes of the past behind us and focus on the period ahead. We would like the relations between our two countries to be much better." Orban also said Hungary was keen on participating in the modernization of the Ukrainian economy and we want an organized framework for this. Unlike Zelensky, who largely avoided describing any specifics in their talks, Orban offered that he attempted to convince Zelensky to consider a deadline-bound ceasefire that could provide an opportunity to speed up peace negotiations. Hungarian state media reported that Orban suggested negotiating a ceasefire rapidly to save lives while stating that he appreciated Zelensky's initiatives aimed at creating peace. "Zelensky has proposed a global peace formula to end the conflict that requires, among other measures, the detention and punishment of all Russian officials involved in decision-making in the invasion of Ukraine. The ways of international diplomacy are slow and complicated," Orban reportedly said. "I put it to the president that we should consider whether the order may be reversed by speeding up peace talks with a quick ceasefire. A ceasefire tied to a deadline, which could offer the opportunity to accelerate peace talks. I have assessed the options for that scenario," Orban said. The Kyiv Independent reported on Tuesday the Ukrainian government rapidly dismissed the ceasefire suggestion. The Hungarian government indicated prior to Orban's arrival that his visit to Ukraine would emphasize urging Zelensky to seek peace talks with Russia, a position that has irritated the Ukrainian government in the past. Orban has nonetheless repeatedly demanded that Europe pressure Ukraine into conversations with Russia. "Europe must prepare for the situation that sooner or later the Americans and the Russians will negotiate with each other. Where will Europe be in this situation?" Orban reportedly said on Monday. "Who will represent your interests? What are your interests anyway?" In June, Orban led an anti-war protest in Budapest in which he condemned voices claiming that Ukraine can outright win a war against Russia, one of the world's largest military powers. "They think they will win this war. But the intoxication of war is like a drug. Those who are addicted to it do not consider themselves responsible for anything," Orban said at the event. "They don't listen to anyone, they walk over you. They feel no remorse. We are not important to them, nor you, nor your life, nor your future, for which you work every day. I will say it slowly so that they also understand in Brussels. We will not go to war, the Prime Minister asserted, referring to the leadership of the European Union. We will not head east for the third time, we will not go to the Russian front again. We have been there before, we have nothing to gain there. Zelensky and Orbán successfully holding talks politely in Kyiv appears to be an improvement in relations. In December, at the presidential inauguration in Argentina, the two leaders appeared to baffle other guests, engaging in a spirited discussion while towering over a confused Ecuadorian president Daniel Noboa. Zelensky later described the conversation as frank as possible. The two leaders engaged in another ardent conversation at the European Council summit last week that led to much speculation. The nature of that conversation remains publicly unknown at press time. In addition to disagreement on Ukraine's approach to the Russian invasion, Hungary has been among the most vocal countries to oppose Ukraine's membership in the European Union. Enlargement is a merit-based process. There are no exceptions. Orbán wrote in a message in December discouraging Ukraine's membership currently in the group. Orbán reportedly told Zelensky on Tuesday that members of the European Union are in continuous talks about Ukraine's potential membership. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.